Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, this is Steve Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I discuss the decision that we go through on every single property we buy. Do we sell it for cash or terms? Do we double our money in a week, or do we make 50% annual return on our investment for the next several years? Jill, this is such a... it's such a topic that we talk about or manage every single day that I forgot to include it in our regular show. Like, probably I should have done it a lot earlier.
That's true. It's a good thing to bring up and let everyone know how we do this, or what we do when we're selling properties. Do we sell it, like you just said, cash or terms?
So let me tee up the typical situation. We buy, we send out a bunch of mailers. And within that mail, we send out offers, actually, in direct mail to buy people's property. And a certain percentage, pretty high percentage, mail them back. Or they call Jill back and they say, yeah, I do want to buy the property. And so we do. We buy a piece of property for, let's say, $1,000, a piece of vacant land. And we go down the path of purchasing the property, and we purchase it. And this is very typical for us. We do multiple transactions like this a week. And we teach everybody how to do it at Land Academy. Mm-hmm. Other people and our members are doing it. If you want to check out Success Plant, they're talking about it all the time in real time. Successplant.com. So we have this property that we're into for $1,000. Let's say it's, I don't know, 5 acres in northern Arizona or 10 acres in northern Arizona. And pass all our tests. So then Jill and I stare at each other blankly and say...
do we just double it tomorrow, flip it quick, and get some acquisition cash, which I love having a healthy
balance?
Do we
sell it for $2,000 or $3,000 really fast?
Exactly.
Or do we sell it for $10,000 or $12,000 or $15,000 on terms, let's say $99 down, $99 a month for 8 or 9 years?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the point of this. You know, when doubling your money is not enough, do we sell it on terms? I think you like terms deals, don't you?
I do. Well, it's great. Everybody wins on that one. Well, either way, everybody wins, no matter what. Because even the way we buy and we sell, it's pretty much way under retail, if you will. So everybody loves that. But for people who don't have the cash and they really want the property, typical banks will not finance unimproved land. So we can finance it for them, and they're thrilled.
Right. So I think like this and like a lot of topics, you come at it from a customer perspective, which is awesome, which is one of the many reasons we're partners. And I come at it from like a numbers perspective. And
it's true.
So I think a good, healthy balance of both is great. But mm-hmm. I know that the people who purchase tons and tons of people that we collect payments from every month on mm-hmm. transactions like this, I know how appreciative they are.
Yep.
I know they call and say, there's no way I could have ever bought this property.
Oh,
you know, you're like making my dream come true.
Totally. They love us. They thank us and they can start using the property today. They are so appreciative too, because we're not like I wrote some notes earlier and I put not like a mean bank. Because I feel bad, but you know, we all know how banks are, let's be honest. You know, I have a few customers now and then, you know, especially around the holidays, things get goofed up or payments get kind of messed up. They're not necessarily on time. And you know what? I'm fine with that. You know, they call me and they tell me, hey, Jill, I'm so sorry. Can I catch up next month? No problem. I don't assess any fees or anything like that. I'm very relaxed and good about that. And so everybody wins.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, here's the raw math. All you need to do, by the way, one of our programs is called $10,000 a month for life. And here's the math on that. At $200, if you place 50 properties at $200 a month, and typically we'd like to do this with between 10 and 40 acre properties because they're really easy to sell on terms. They sell really fast. All you need to do is 50 deals.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're making $10,000 a month. I mean, and you can do that once you get through with our program and with the help of Success Plant, you can do, you know, I think it's very realistic to do that in 6 months to a year.
Mm-hmm. I have a number of people that have reached out to me that just got the program and they haven't even got into it. But they, you know, grasp, maybe because they're listening to the show, like right now, and they grasp the concept, and they've got a fast-track plan, you know, and they're doing it. I mean, they really are. They, you know, have targeted the exact properties already that they can buy around $1,000, sell for a whole lot more, and they're doing a great job of recouping even... you know, my favorite deals are the ones where I bought it for $1,000 and I'm selling it for $10. And so maybe I'm doing, you know, $500 down and $100 a month or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
In just a few months, I've already recouped my whole investment.
Right.
So now for 5 years of payments, it's all gravy. It's fantastic.
I've been going back and forth with a member who he said, let's cut to the chase. You know, I've got a ton of money. He's got money, you know, he's got big, huge, bulging money pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if I want to...
Woo! I was sure where you were going to go with that there. I have not heard that term, big, huge, bulging money pockets. That's a little scary.
Do you like that term,
John? Is this still G-rated now? I'm really... You know, I love that our show is for all ages. I'm a little worried right now. Go ahead. Sorry.
Technically, this show is rated G. Like, yeah. We don't really say any bad words, not very often.
No.
But the topics we cover, anyway.
Yes.
So this guy's got money to burn. Not money to burn. He's got a bunch of money that he set aside, like all of us should be doing. And he's like, man, come on. What do I do? And I said, look, target, go through our program. Do it. Don't skip any points. Go through it to the letter.
Right.
And then send mail out. To properties in west of the Mississippi for acreage X or whatever. And I'll tell you, you know, the higher the acreage, make sure the four A's are involved.
Mm-hmm.
Acreage, affordability, access, and attributes.
Mm-hmm.
And then mail it out, mail a ton of mailers out. Buy 50 properties and sell them for $200 down and $200 a month. You'll that month you will make $10,000 just on the down payments. And the next month, you're going to make 10 grand. A couple of people are going to fall out because they decided they'd cold feet or whatever. Or they buyer's remorse. And then so every month, you know, we kind of deal with that because we have so many properties placed. But that's it. It's as simple as that.
Oh, yeah.
But for the rest of us, I'm sorry.
No,
go ahead.
No,
just, for the rest of us, I think a healthy balance of both is great. So you take $2,000 or $3,000 that you have saved or maybe even $1,000, double or triple your money on it. Buy a bunch more properties, two or three more properties, sell one of them on terms, sell two of them for cash. Mm-hmm. Double, triple your money. And then and it's over and over and over. In fact, I put a calendar together, a suggested calendar that we haven't published yet, like a success calendar that says once you get the package, you know, you need to take X amount of time to go through it, really learn it, talk, you know, ask some questions on Success Plant, reach out to us or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Send out your first mailer in week 5 or whatever. I don't remember the exact, but it ends up being 12 months before you've got some money coming in, some substantial money coming in, not just a couple $100 every single month.
Is it a conservative calendar?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. If we did it, you and I, because we're pretty experienced, we could do it next week. But yeah, if it was somebody that knows nothing about this at all,
I like this.
You start making some money in about month 10.
Okay, hold on a minute. Can I ask a question
about
this calendar?
Sure.
Is it a calendar where I have a full-time job and I only have, you know, 8 hours on the weekend to devote to this because I have a family and kids and soccer games? I mean, is it that kind of a calendar or can we do a couple calendars?
You nailed it. It's a work on Sunday only calendar.
That's what.
But yeah, maybe I should. A full-time. Jeez, can you imagine full-time?
Do two calendars. Like one is, you know, you're going to devote 40 hours a week to this because you're just going to kill it. You're going to come home from your day job and do this. Who knows? People do that stuff.
Right.
You know, because they want to hurry up and get there. But there could be one that, all right, I don't have the time or the resources. I've got to be slow and conservative. So here's your calendar.
So I'll do, all right. I will
like
expand
that.
It to, the one that for Sunday is already done. I will do a full-time calendar.
I like that.
Or an after-school calendar. I don't want to complicate this.
I like.
Or maybe I could do three.
Two's good. I think two's
good. So the Sunday, should I go reverse the Sunday one? You want an after work?
I want
after school after work.
I want after school after work. I want to. I'm going to devote 40 hours a week to this calendar. Like this is my part. My second job. I would think that'd be really beneficial because I think there's a lot of people out there that want to do that. And then I think having a, you know, like I said, for the person that's I want to get there, but I have all these responsibilities, so I really can only devote, you know, every Sunday 8 hours a weekend or something on it calendar.
I'll say like 8 to 10 hours a week.
Yeah, 8 to 10 hours a week, and then 40 hours a week.
Right.
I think that's great.
All right, I just wrote that down.
Nice.
So again, yeah, I think I really think a healthy balance is good. In fact, we do a healthy balance. I'll tell you though, here's a big difference. I would love to get your opinion on this. The cash sales, I don't know, the cash sales is just like immediate gratification. On our cash sales, and we have members that are at this point now too, many members, you get the guy calls you, the seller calls you back, or they mail back their offer, and then it's signed, and you call the seller, and you say, hey, do you really want to sell this? Are you ready to go? And they say, absolutely, yes, I need the money by X. So what the next, you put the phone down, you jump up and down. Even today, we jump
up and
down.
Yeah, be sure you hang up in the phone, by the way.
Even today, after all these years, I still jump up and down. We're doing this package of properties right now. I'm really jacked about. But anyway, the next phone call that I want to make is to all of our A-list buyers, specifically a handful of them that I know are going to buy this property for 2 to 3 to 4 times what we paid for cash. There are like it's wholesaling, flipping land is what we're doing, and that's my immediate reaction. What's yours, Jill?
Wait, what was the question again? I got sidetracked on
You're jumping up and down because the seller called.
Right.
Called, or you're doing the deal now.
Right.
And then the next call I want to make is to two or three of the A-list buyers that we have because you know you're going to double, triple, quadruple your money. Love that immediate gratification piece. I know we do. Yeah. But for the terms property.
Oh.
You know, is your immediate reaction like, oh my gosh, we can make $40,000 on this with interest over 20 years?
Oh, no, you know what? No, that's a good question. No, my immediate reaction is, oh, I know, right? I'm going to call right now.
Good.
So, that's my reading. No, I like that. So you know, it kind of depends on where I'm at and what I'm working on, too. If I go, you know, I think I'm going to spend some time on this one. You know, this is a really great property. I'm going to really make it, you know, market it, get it out there and set it up as a terms thing and just let it, let it bring in a nice income. But most of the time, I'm like, woohoo, I know right who I'm going to call. You know, and I'm working out the deal. I'm working out the sell deal as I'm buying it. It's like seamless.
There's certain.
I barely own it.
You know what it triggers it for me is the actual property. So before we buy it, we obviously do the maps just to see if we want it or if it's just not, it doesn't fall into our criteria.
Right.
And there's certain places in the country that when the letters come back, that I just know our terms properties, regardless of the fact that we can double and triple our money. Northern New Mexico is one because it's just so freaking gorgeous out there. And then there's certain places in northern Arizona, California. There's very specific places. The closer you get to LA, that are always terms property. And then the same thing with Nevada.
I think because you want them all to fall through, and so you can keep them. There's the emotional part coming out again.
If you're finding yourself saying, "Man, I should keep this." That's a terms property.
Who knew? In this partnership, Stephen is the emotional one.
I get a little misty about some of these properties.
You can't sell. Gosh, you did that to me last week. I was looking at something. You're like, you cannot sell that one. I'm like, what the heck?
I know.
There's one that's on the line. I'm like, then get it off the list. It should not be on my list. That was really funny. So one thing I was going to add about 2 points. One is one of the best things about these terms properties is it's very easy to get a nice auto pay system set up, like through FreshBooks or Stripe. I want to say, you know, they take a little piece off the top of the payments. It's not much. And then, I don't know, maybe $20 a month, depending on if you need that kind of a service. But I have it set up where it's every month on a certain date. There's an email invoice that automatically goes out to my buyers, and they just check out and click it out themselves. There's nothing that I have to do. I don't have to have a little calendar on my calendar.
Right?
It's all auto pay. Well, it's an auto invoice thing.
Yeah.
It's not even that. some of them, like, I do both. Some I have their credit card on file where it automatically does it. Some of them, it changes every month, you know, depending what they're doing.
Sure.
So I just have an automatic invoice that goes out to them, and then they can pay it when at their leisure, however they want to, if, you know, it's not a big deal.
Right.
Either way, I don't have to do it. There's nothing that you, the seller, has to do. So it's very easy. It takes no time to set those up, which is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of talk about, and there's a lot of talk about passive income, and
it's like overused term, I think.
It's a popular word right now.
Yeah.
And we've been doing this for years and years. So, mm-hmm. you know, I look at the money that comes in every month. I don't even think about it anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't even get excited about it. I really get excited about doubling, tripling cash money.
Right.
I've always been that way.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was going to make up a funny point about, I have not done that, but you have said that you've done it, I think, where sometimes you're on the phone and you negotiate this awesome transaction and you got to hang up the phone before you start celebrating. Didn't you have a story where that happened one time?
I've done
okay,
that.
Thank you.
Yes.
I have not done that. Thank you very much. But sometimes I'll have to, and just to be on the safe side, I will hang up the phone, leave the room just to make sure before I start doing any dancing. You're celebrating.
I had an acquisitions person a lot of years ago, and she was great on the phone. She was a former escrow person, and you know how fond I am of escrow people, Jill.
I know, for real.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not being sarcastic at all. That's every time we hire somebody, the first place I look is somebody who's has a lot of escrow experience because they have that mindset. Anyway, this person, she was a former teacher and a former escrow person, and she had a ton of experience. And man, she never was as steady as could be. You know?
Do I know her?
Yes, you do.
Okay. And, was it the D number two?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Got it.
And she never got emotional about anything. I mean, she could hang up the phone and I don't even know if she knew that we just made $58,000, you know, and I could look in the system and go, oh, and then I would jump up and down.
She was really like a machine at work in a good way.
Right. So yeah, I still get jacked about that when good property comes in. Mm-hmm. I don't actually talk to the people anymore. Jill does and her staff does, but I see it in the computer and I know. Because I'm the guy who drove around for a lot of years when it was just me for many years. I know, I almost know that, I do know the APN schemes. I can see if there's a 301-33 in Northern Arizona, in Coconino County, I'll just fall out of my chair.
That's
and I think you guys are just looking at it like, oh, it's just a 1.25 acre property.
Right. Tell us about the days sleeping out of the back of the truck, driving around looking at property.
Nobody wants to hear an old man say stuff like, yeah.
You are not old. We've stopped that. You have
wants
one.
To hear my stories.
It's not even a big birthday. You just had a birthday, but you're not that old.
No, for a lot of years. I'm not going to dwell on it because it's not required. We don't teach going out to look at the properties or going to tax auctions. You can do this because we've refined it to the point where you can just do it in front of your desk or sitting at your desk. But yeah, I spent a lot of time running out of gas and in a car and freezing and all that stuff.
That's funny.
A lot of times it works to my benefit.
You know what's really interesting? Now that explains some stuff about you. You always have a case of water in the back of your truck. There's some little things that you always have, and now I know why. I've never had those issues, so I've never needed those things. I barely have an umbrella in my car. So it's kind of funny.
You know, for years I had a tank of gas on the top of my SUV, too.
Really?
Because you can't. It all stinks inside. I would do that now, too.
See? Now I know where that comes from.
One time I ran out of gas. All right, I'm going to tell two stories really quick. One time I ran out of gas. We were looking at property at an auction in New Mexico. And I ran out of gas, period. And it was in front of this farmhouse. And I told the guy the story, and he said, boy, if I had a nickel for any one of you idiots that ran out of gas out here. Nicest guy ever, it turns out. He's like, and I said, here's $20. Even just 3 gallons is all I need, probably. He wouldn't take my money, but he said, look, I'm not going to siphon this gas. Did I ever tell you this story?
You didn't tell our listeners.
So, you can finish, the listeners can finish this story. So it's the first time I siphoned gas.
Yeah.
So hose to hose. I got a mouthful of gas. But we.
And, so that's like drinking a Zazerac.
Yes. Yes, for our listeners, the half a listener that we have in New Orleans, yes, it's just like drinking a Zazerac.
Three listeners over 50 or whatever, I don't know, who know what a Zazerac is.
So that, and then the second story is that the weather worked to my advantage. Like all the mistakes worked to my advantage. I ended up at an auction the morning after an ice storm. So it was me and the auctioneer and this local rancher. And
the same trip?
No, it was a different, completely different trip. But that was stories of me traveling around.
That's anyway, good
I made those on that auction situation specifically, man, we did great.
Yeah. Good.
To
good
this day, stories. Still, you can look it up on the internet. There are weekly or monthly auctions, tax deed auctions in New Mexico, where you can drive right up there and bid and own property an hour later.
It's awesome. And it's great because it's like getting it brand new, isn't it? It's when you buy it from the county like that, they wipe out everything.
Every single lien with very few exceptions. But what I say to all of our members is don't worry about it, because in the almost 16,000 properties that we've dealt with, we haven't had any problems. Yeah. Sure, I'm knocking on the desk.
I think it's because it was 10 years or whatever it was getting to that point.
Right.
There's nobody out there that's looking for anything. And so,
anyway, I'm serious about New Mexico. Please, to our listeners, go out and check it out on the internet. There's auctions almost every week, every month for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you do that, Steve? Why are you doing this radio show? Why don't you go? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you.
Steven, that was your outside voice.
That's the question. If I was listening to this, I'm like,
who
is this guy?
What was that? That what? Was
he's
that
full
was
of all this information.
Brain just. What? I mean, that was just outside voice. This is good. That just came out. You just talked what was in your head, Steven. What?
I always take the like devil's advocate, like sometimes cynical approach. Like, oh my, why is this guy telling us all this stuff? Why isn't he out there? Shut his mouth. Go and do it. And just that's it.
Because we did
I'll
that.
I'll tell you why. Because sending mail out, we do not go to tax auctions anymore. I haven't for years and years and years, even though there's huge deals to be had. Because sending out mailers is way more effective. Mm-hmm. You know, Jill and I can send out a 10,000 unit mailer in less than a couple hours now. And have, hundreds and hundreds of people sign the offers and send them right back to us. Mm-hmm. And then we have the pick of it. And then we can go home and I don't have to... drive 14 hours to some place and suck gas, you know?
You know what, though? I have a positive thing on this, though. You know, I was just thinking about...
I think that was positive.
Well, it was positive. It is positive. No, a positive thing about...
Stop the press. Jill's going to give us some positive, like, she's so negative all the time.
Because I'm always so negative. That's right. Okay, no, I thought of something funny. Because you know what? You could use this to your advantage. So, for example, our good friend Generator John, who was a... salesperson for, I don't remember where, he handled the whole West Coast.
Semiconductors.
Thank you. And he would purposely plan business trips and sales trips when he wanted to just kind of get away from the house. So
that's what I'm doing here right now.
Well, I know, but you could do that with a tax auction, so we could really say, oh, baby, I got to go. There's this property that I just
can't. It's going to take 4 days.
Exactly. So if you're looking for a reason, there you go. Honestly, that's the times that we have gone to those tax auctions, it's really a mini vacation. Let's just get away and have some fun.
Yeah.
You know, because
actually, you're right.
You know, that's it. Hey, I want to go
you're
to that
right,
town.
You and I.
I want to have some fun.
Right.
We're all out goofing off the night before. Mm-hmm. You know, we're scrambling to get to the auction the next morning. And it always pays off. And it's an excuse to go do that.
Right.
So if you're looking for an excuse, there you go.
You and I have had some of the most successful tax auction experiences ever. And well, we have, period.
We have.
And I think it was a combination of a few things. Like, I can look at a list now in 30 seconds, like an auction preview list, and say, well, there's no way.
Yeah.
Or I can say, we have to drop everything and go look at this. That's one of the reasons I don't look at these lists anymore.
That's right. Oh, my goodness, because you were going to have to go do it.
Because then we wouldn't be here doing
the
show.
Oh, my gosh. The funniest was the time we were packing all that cash.
Yeah.
If anyone knew, we were walking down the street. We had so much cash.
So sometimes...
It was around your waist. Like
we divested from the topic again.
We did. That was...
Sometimes in rare situations now, they only accept cash.
Right.
And so you're buying real estate, so it's not for 13 cents. You have to bring some money.
That was so funny.
But we got there, and they actually accepted credit cards and stuff.
Where is that cash?
It's still here.
Are you still wearing it?
No, it's not. Not on my person at the moment.
Love it. All right, so what is the best?
Both.
Got it.
What's the best for you?
Both. I need a healthy acquisition budget, so I need the cash.
I say 2-1. 2 units cash, 1 unit terms.
Perfect.
And after about a year. You know what? I'm going to put that in the calendar. Because that is just, when you're starting out, a great rule. You can't ever really get hurt. You always have a lot of money in the bank.
True. Love it.
On that note, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. That was a great way to wrap that up.
It was.
2-1. 2 for cash, 1 for terms.
That's good. I kind of forgot that little rule of thumbs. That was a good reminder.
You know, we always do it when there's groups of property that we buy.
True.
So if we buy 5 properties, we always throw 2 aside mm-hmm. for terms. And we should probably be a little bit more militant or diligent about
organized.
Executing. Yeah, we should always be more.
I'm just kidding.
I feel like we're always disorganized. Even though I think we're pretty organized, I feel like, oh, man, there's got to be another system we can put in place for that.
Well, it's just there's so much that comes at you. You know, there's it's never ending, the number of deals and transactions. It's kind of hard to get it. I mean, we do have a really good system.
This is what I wake up every day and I'm like, oh, maybe we should hire another person. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go through it.
I know.
I'll just do it myself, or I'll have an existing staff member do it. And then it's like,
I don't want to train people.
And then it's the next day I wake up and I'm like, oh, I didn't address that. I'm somewhat unorganized. My mom would approve of this. But somehow we get it all done, I guess.
Somehow we get it all done. Thank goodness for the rest of the staff.
They have to be at work. We don't.
This is true.
That's the real problem.
They take care of the things where we drop the ball. Because that never happens.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.